listening to TJFlyways.com podcast. Brought to you by All-Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must-See Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Thank you, Beth. And tonight in the Engine Pro Studios, I have on the line what might be the most interesting story so far this season in sprint car racing. Last year, Whit Gastineau was probably best known for what happened to his family and his race shop, involved in one of the many tornadoes in May in the Oklahoma area. His home, his race shop, everything was completely leveled, and things kind of came around full circle this past week, where Whit ended up in victory lane with the Oil Capital Racing Series. And as soon as I saw he won on Saturday, I wanted to have him on and to talk about his journey from basically a flattened home to victory lane. And Whit, I really appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you having me.
First off, let's go back to last May. Obviously the storm rolled through, and we were talking off the air, and where were you when this tornado hit?
I was actually in Norman, about 15 miles away, and, I heard the sirens and stuff, but I was just kind of just watching the sky, making sure it wasn't hitting me. I never thought it was going to go through my house, and as soon as we were done at the job we were at, I was on my way, and they were like, don't head towards the Moore movie theater. It just got hit, but it was a big F5 tornado. And I was just like, that's where I live. And I just took off as fast as I could. And, it's about a 15-minute drive, and it took me 2 hours to get there just with all the traffic and chaos going on. It was just a mess. And we showed up, and nothing was left.
What was your first thought when you got to the house and you saw it?
I was just like, well, for one, nobody could get through on phone lines, so I was trying to get a hold of my wife, Katie, and I didn't think she was home, but I knew Racy was right next door, my daughter, and finally, a text came through and said that they were both okay, so I was relieved then, and then, I rushed back to the house, and I wasn't able to get, we got within about a mile of the house, and I just pulled up in a yard, and threw the truck and trailer in park and ran the rest of the way just with like everybody else was doing, and you get to the street and you don't even recognize your street. Cause I mean, nothing's there. It's all just leveled. And, you find vehicles wrapped around trees and everything. And I saw my neighbor's truck and I was like, okay, that's where I live. And I found it, and it's just crazy. Just a mess.
And we saw pictures of it. You have a three-year-old daughter, and we were talking off the air that they actually were in a closet, and there was nothing left of the house that they were in as well.
Right. Yeah, they were. There's nothing left. The babysitter was laying on top of the kids, and they could just, as soon as they look up, they're in open air. I mean, not a wall standing.
That's just unbelievable. I couldn't even imagine what would be going through my mind if that happened. And we saw some of the photos of the shop with the sprint car laying on top of the piles of everything. Was everything a total loss? Were you able to recover anything at all?
We were lucky. I live about 3 or 4 miles away from the shop. So, and it hit my parents' house. The shop's right behind their house, and I live about 4 miles down the road, and it got my house, and it's just a direct hit on all of them. So, after I found my house was gone, then their house was gone, and the shop was gone, and I knew it wasn't a good deal. But we were able to find the engines. They were all in a pile kind of towards the back of the shop. So, considering everything else, it's amazing how good the motors were. I mean, they weren't good. They all had to be come apart and had to be gone through, but at least we found them.
And, of course, good aspect of this, I guess, is I imagine your racing community reached out to you and helped you out a bunch as well down there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was great. We had a lot of drivers and just people we always saw at the track. They're calling, seeing whatever, doing whatever they could do. Mike Goodman out of Tulsa, he called me. He was down, that Monday night, to help and to see whatever we needed. And, it was just a good thing. It's amazing how many people reached out and helped with everything.
Now, you did make it out a few times last year, but I thought it was really cool. We started seeing the photos, you know, early in the night on Saturday. I saw the photo of your car behind the open trailer. And let's talk about what happened Saturday night with your feature win.
Yeah, you know, we just I got everything. We finally got the car going a couple weeks ago. You know, put together a pretty good piece. Just cleaning it, going through everything, and finally got the day before the race. We got all my shocks fixed up. You know, they're just completely demolished. You know, just the hymens are rusted and everything. And so we got all that going. I just loaded stuff and got about 5 totes, and just loaded spare parts and got a small little bathroom trash can that holds my shocks, and just loaded everything in an open trailer. I borrowed it from a buddy from Norman, Danny Jennings, and just went and raced and got the win.
And what in your career, you've been doing this for a little while, where does that win Saturday night rank with everything that you've gone through in your racing career?
Oh, it's just a big relief, you know, knowing that all the hard work and just going through every fitting and nut and bolt and cleaning it and getting the rust off and wire wheeling everything. And, you know, it's, you know, we've won quite a bit. And it's just almost like getting the monkey off your back and you hadn't even been racing really. It's just a good feeling to just finally, you know, have the car ready, the car's done, and you can win with it, and it's competitive and fast.
And Whit Gastineau joining us on the line. And, you know, we've talked about your situation, but let's talk a little racing as well, because from afar, I do follow the Oil Capital Racing Series quite a bit. And it's unique because that Champ Sprint division really hasn't grown outside of that Texas, Oklahoma area. But it seems like that series is on the grow. It's very competitive, at least from the outside looking in. It looks like a very well-run, very competitive racing series. What's your take on OCRS?
Yeah, it is competitive. I mean, it's a really fun series. It pays pretty well. I mean, it's 1,000 to win. I think 225 to start. I think there's around 20 to 25 shows at 13 different tracks just around the Oklahoma. I think they go to Missouri once, maybe Kansas once, and Texas once. So it's pretty, you know, most of the tracks are within 3 hours. It's fun. It's a fun series. You know, you get to race 13 different tracks, and, you know, it's a pretty fun little deal.
And for our audience that doesn't know, what is the difference between a Champ Sprint and, say, an ASCS 360 car in layman's terms?
Oh, it's probably 150 horsepower less, and then we run the smaller top wing. But, you know, they're pretty comparable. I have an ASCS engine also, and we'll do a little bit of that once it gets rebuilt. It's being rebuilt from the Tornado also, but so we'll do a little bit of that also around Oklahoma and Texas.
And do you think that Champ Sprint division succeeds maybe? Because Oklahoma was kind of marching to the beat of its own drum way back when you guys had the 100-inch Supers and a lot of the world was on sprint cars. Do you think that maybe is why that division works down there, is because you guys kind of are used to doing your own thing?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I don't know. Those engines have been around a long time, and, you know, they're pretty bulletproof. I mean, you build it right, it's going to last a long time. I mean, knock on wood, we've never really had engine problems. It's a good engine. I mean, but you really don't hurt too many engines, really.
It's interesting to hear Whit Gastineau joining us. And back to your personal story, you've got some good news because it sounds like you're going to be back to a permanent dwelling and hopefully a little bit more of normalcy to your life again here pretty soon.
Yep, we're pretty excited. We're finally going to get to move into the house, hopefully in the next week or two. And the shop's right behind it. So as soon as, by the time I move in my house, about the next day or two, we're going to be moving into the new race shop also. So lots going on in the next 2 weeks.
And how has the community recovered so far?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, there's still a lot of empty lots and, you know, trees that are down, but lots of people are rebuilding, and then if you didn't rebuild, lots of people have found a house, you know, a neighborhood or two down the road, and are rebuilding and just getting back going.
What's your biggest takeaway from all of this? When you do you ever look back on it now that you're starting to come full circle and move into a house and getting back to racing again?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I took from it was, one, I'll always have a storm shelter for my family, for Racy and my and Katie, my wife. And another thing, that house don't mean nothing. I mean, nothing in it. I mean, nothing is... It means nothing other than family, you know. Found that you find out what's important in life.
Well, I really appreciate you, Whit, taking time out to share your story. Because, like I said, I think it's one of the best ones of the year. And, man, I hope we get to talk to you again this year. Because if we did, it means you're winning. And it just makes the story even
absolutely.
Better. And I really appreciate taking time out to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And, like I said, have me anytime. And we'll be winning, hopefully.
Whit Gastineau joining us on the line, what I consider one of the best stories of the year.
Thank you for listening.